Bybit adds Western Union for local currency, USDPT swaps in LATAM Bybit. Said on June 15 that users across Latin America can now convert local currencies into USDPT through a tie-up with Western Union, turning a fiat balance into the stablecoin in just a few steps. The exchange announced the rollout on its official X account, framing it as a regional on-ramp now live across the region. The post is short on mechanics, but the claim itself is specific. A named partner, Western Union. A named output asset, USDPT, and a stated geographic scope, Latin America. For a region where bank rails are uneven and cash is still king in many markets, the partner matters as much as the asset. The on-ramp problem this targets, getting money into crypto in Latin America, has long been the friction point, not the spending. Card top-ups and bank transfers assume a banked user with a card a stablecoin provider will accept, and large parts of the region transact in cash. Western Union's retail and remittance network reaches exactly those users, which is the logic behind routing conversions through it rather than a card processor. The output here is USDPT, the dollar-pegged stablecoin Bybit names in the announcement. Converting local currency straight into a dollar stablecoin sidesteps the volatility of holding a local currency that may be depreciating, a recurring reason people in markets like Argentina reach for dollar exposure in the first place. Easier entry for users who could not fund before a funded stablecoin balance is the precondition for stablecoin spending. Once local cash becomes USDPT inside Bybit, that balance can sit as dollars or feed whatever spending and trading rails the account supports, without the user first needing a bank wire to clear. This is on-ramp plumbing, not a new card or a fee change, so the practical effect is narrow. Easier entry, fewer steps, and a cash option for users who could not easily fund before. Bybit has not published conversion fees, supported countries one by one, or limits in the announcement, so the real cost of a conversion is not yet clear. Anyone treating this as a cheap dollar on-ramp should wait to see the spread and any Western Union side charge before assuming it beats a local exchange. A regional pattern, not a one-off. The move fits a wider push by card and exchange providers into Latin America this month. MetaMask added 13 Latin American countries to its card, and Re.Pay cleared Mexico's VASP registration to expand in the region. Routing a legacy remittance giant into stablecoin conversion is the same bet from a different angle. Reach the cash economy where it already is,